So I gotta say, welcome to another episode of the Humanity Standard Podcast. Woo! That is my audience. That is me. So welcome back to the podcast. I have some interesting ideas this week. At least it's interesting in my head. You guys will have to tell me if it's interesting to you. But there has been so much clearing out that has been going on in my life, especially in the past week. There are so many things that I considered in terms of the direction I wanted my life to go in that I've just completely decided, nope, we're not doing that anymore. We're going in a new direction. All the old ideas that I had for my life, I really just let go of and decided that we're just going to go forth and accept whatever comes my way, whatever new things come my way. Obviously, I'm putting out good energy. You always have to put out the good vibes so that you can get the good vibes back, obvi. However, you know, I don't have to force anything. If something doesn't feel right, just let it go. You know, there will be something better that replaces it. And I think one of the biggest lessons that I've been learning through my journey is just to go with the flow of life and, you know, not put too many preconceived notions as to what you're supposed to do with your life, how you're supposed to get to what you're supposed to do or what you think you're supposed to do. And, you know, really just use your intuition as your guide, because I think for many of us, we get so caught up in how the world views success and we put all those preconceived notions on ourselves and say that if we're not doing this, if we're not doing that, then we're not successful. And that's just not the case. I think what we see in the world right now is there's definitely a large stress on materialism and just, you know, being a professional and all this stuff. And if that's not you, why fake it? And that's something that I had to realize, because for a second I was considering a professional career and I realized, like, do I really want to go back to college again? Do I really want to be sitting with a suit and having to, like, put on this front and act like I'm this type of person when I know I'm not that type of person? The answer is no, I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to do that. So I decided that I'm just going to go for this creative life and see where it takes me. I'm just going with it. And a while back, I would have said that it's really scary, but I'm at this point now where it's like, I've pretty much tried so many things at this point that I'd rather go the creative route where I actually don't know what's going to happen versus kind of, I mean, you never really know what's going to happen if we're being real, but I mean, going the professional route and kind of having this path laid out for you, and you know, you have to spend this amount of time in college, in grad school, and then you have to work for this firm and this and da 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 da. And that's just not me. You know, you really have to know yourself and you have to trust that if it's something that you truly love, it will work out. I think so many people think about the arts and creativity as like, oh, well, you're gonna have to be a starving artist. Who said that? There are many people out in these streets who are super creative and are freaking rich because they decided that in their mind, you know, they live in abundance and they're going to be paid what they're worth for whatever their creative outlet or thing is. And that's how I feel. I think we have to really shift our thinking with regard to how we think about our careers. A career should not be something that feels like a task, right? It should be something that you enjoy doing, okay? If you don't enjoy doing it, it's gonna literally suck your soul away. And who wants to go to a job, check in, just so that you can get your paycheck? That just doesn't even make sense. And especially the world that we're moving into, I just can't see people really putting up with a life like that for very long. It's just, ugh, it's not the wave, guys. It's really not the wave. So I've been reading a lot of spiritual texts, specifically the Upanishads, which means hidden teachings, which is very interesting. I think it's more within the realms of Hinduism. I'm not entirely sure, but there's so many interesting parallels between that text and the Bible. And I've just been realizing through reading this text that there's actually so much out there in terms of spiritual texts and whatnot. And why do we pigeonhole ourselves? And by we, I mean Western civilization tends to pigeonhole itself towards the Judeo-Christian values and all that stuff. And I just think there's so much more out there. And it's cool that I'm kind of looking at this stuff now. And I'm reading it and I'm like, damn, I've never read anything like this before. I've read a little bit of the Bhagavad Gita, but for the most part, I've really only read the Bible. And I would say probably most people who are like, yeah, I'm a spiritual person, and if they live in the US, they've probably like only read the Bible, if we're being real, right? And you just miss out on so much when you just assume that like this one spiritual text is the best spiritual text. I mean, that's just all ego, right? There's just so much ego in religion, guys. I can't even deal with it. I had a moment a few months back, maybe last year, you know, the time just all gets, you know, gobbed up together because of just how life is these days. And I guess even before COVID, the days go by pretty fast, but just now it's like on 100 or on 1,000, I should say. But I never even remember like what I did yesterday or like if I start a new thing. Did I start it 2 days ago? Did I start it 3 days ago? I guess in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter. The only moment that we have is right now. But yeah, back to ego. I think ego is the enemy. And this is, or this was the title of Ryan Holiday's book, Ego is the Enemy, and I'm kind of stealing it, but I'm also kind of not stealing the title because, I mean, it is, right? If you get your ego tied around anything, it could lead to your downfall. And ego can be in literally anything. I think what we see in the world right now is an egocentric crisis of humanity. And I say that because if you look around, right, so many of these people are clinging to identities. It could be that they're LGBTQ. It could be that they're black or white. It could be that they're a Christian, that they're Muslim. It could be anything. It's all of these things that really have nothing to do with the soul. At our essence as humans, we are really not even humans. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And when we can realize that, I just think so many people won't care about much of the things that they care about. For example, people care a lot, and when I say a lot about immutable characteristics. Why is that? Because they are super duper attached to what they see, the money that they have, the career that they have, all these things that don't actually define them. When you're chasing after things, titles, statuses, I mean, when you catch it, right, you're going to need something else to run towards and to try and catch. And it's this rat race that humanity is constantly on. And it's almost like, at what cost? What has being in this rat race done to humanity? Well, we can just look around. What has it done? It's led to racism. It's led to sexism. It's led to all the isms. It's led to this false notion of white privilege. It's led to this, all these crazy things. I could go on and on and on and on and on about all the things that it's led to, but at the end of the day, when we can step away from our identities and realize that without the spirit within us, we wouldn't even exist, then we would just be so much happier. And in the Upanishads, it talks a lot about the breath, and the breath is called Brahman. The breath and the self are truly the most important aspects of us. And when we become one with our breath, and when we can overcome this notion of death, right? Because death is not really the end. Our souls live on forever. So, you know, this is just a temporary human experience that we're having. And then we'll kind of go on a journey again at a future time. But, you know, there's no need to fear what's going on today. And that's how they're controlling us. And by they, I mean, you know, the powers that be and all that jazz. But they're controlling people through this fear of death. And I think when you can confront your own mortality as a human being, but immortality as a soul, then you're not gonna put your life on hold just because of some little disease. You're not gonna care. And it's just kind of crazy what's going on, because, you know, I'm ready to go out there and do something new and fun and travel and go all over the world. And there's just so much of the world that is still shut down, and there's so many places that you can't go unless you get a vaccine or unless you have something like shoved up your nose to show that you're COVID-free. But I mean, honestly, I think the whole test is kind of dumb, so I don't really buy it. But that's just me. I'm just a conspiracy theorist. It's just kind of funny, guys. I mean, you have to have a sense of humor during these times. And I think those are the people who generally do well in life. What's life without a little humor is something that my grandpa always said. And he's right. You know, if you don't have humor, like, what do you have? Your life is so dry. You're not doing anything. And something I realized again as of late is, like, I don't have to be so hard on myself with regards to some of the habits that I have. Like, sometimes I like to have a glass of wine. Sometimes I like to smoke a J, and that's fine. I mean, as long as I'm not doing it to escape something and I'm just kind of chilling, I mean, it shouldn't matter. But I think there's so many of us, we get inside our heads and we judge ourselves so harshly. And in the Bible, right, it says, judge not for ye be judged. And when you're judging yourself, right, you're going to find people judging you because you're having those judging thoughts yourself. So the more that you can just accept yourself as you are, not really have any attachments to certain things. I think just having no attachment to anything, to any outcomes, to any substances, to any people, is the best place to be in. And that's a place where your ego is really put to the side, because attachments really arise from the ego. And this is why we as a society need to become more egoless and less egoic. I mean, you know, I am a Trump supporter, but, you know, Trump was a manifestation of, like, the large ego that America had. So in summer, I mean, there's always room for criticism of any person. I still love that movement. I still think it's great. I just think we need to think deeply about the things that happen, because there's generally a rhyme and a reason for why things happen, but most people are too intellectually lazy to actually figure out what that reason is. And you know what? I do that too. So I'm not exempt, but I am just kind of pointing it out and saying that, you know, I'm having a human experience too. I'm not perfect. I never will be perfect. And I'm coming to terms with the fact that that's perfectly fine. You know, I think for so long I wanted myself to be a certain way. And by me wanting myself to be a certain way so bad, it was like I wasn't allowing myself to live. My ego was focused on this perfect image of Sydney that had to exist in order for Sydney to be accepted. And now I'm just at this place where I'm like, you know what? Shit, I'm just gonna accept myself as I am. I'm, you know, I only have one life, at least this one that I'll like fully remember. And it's just best for me to enjoy life and to do life the way I want to do it, not the way other people want me to do it, you know? So there's no need for me to have these preconceived notions of myself, of other people, of anything like that. I just have to be me. That is the only thing I can be really good at, is just being authentically myself. And, you know, guys, just be yourself. I mean, if you're naturally a dick, maybe tone it down. But, you know, for the most part, be yourself and know that someone will like you for who you authentically are. And the moment you try to adjust to how you think someone wants you to act, that's when you start to lose, because you're not going to attract the people who are authentically themselves. And what does that do? It doesn't help raise the vibration of the planet. I wouldn't say it lowers the vibration of the planet, but it definitely doesn't help. So I challenge you all to just be your authentic self and don't care what people think. I know it sounds easier than it actually is, but and it's taken me a while, I'm not going to lie. You know, this has been a process, and I feel like I've been going in circles, but finally I'm at this point where I'm like, you know what? It's just not worth it to try and act like I'm something that I'm not. I'm just going to be me, and the people who like me as me, I'll know really are for me, versus acting a certain way and then people like you, but you don't actually know if they like the real you, because they don't. They like the image that you portray of yourself. And we just have to be over that in 2021. Like, we don't have time for that. We're moving on. We're doing big things. We're living life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden, golden. So that's what we're doing. And I'm excited for life. I just wanted to do this quick note, this quick podcast episode. We're going to be upgrading the setup soon. This is really just an informal conversation, topics that I have. I really just wanted to start this because I'd been wanting to start a podcast for so long. This is obviously the fourth episode, and I think you kind of just have to start where you are and not let your ego get into it too much. Otherwise, it'll hinder you from even starting, and that goes with perfectionism and all that stuff. Again, preconceived notions of what things are supposed to be like rather than just letting it take a life of its own. So, yeah. I love you guys so, so much, and I will check in with you next week on a new episode. So with that, I say peace out, sit out. Thank you for listening to the Humanity Standard Podcast. Yeah!